Well, as you know, the South Dakota State Legislative Session is coming up. Joining us this morning is Mark Lee, who is the Public Affairs and Communications Director for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. He joins us on the line this morning. Mark, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, or as fine as I can be on a day like
today. I know. Hang in there. Hang in there. Hopefully, we're this bitterly, should be out of this bitter cold by tomorrow, the way it sounds. So just hang in there a little bit longer.
Well, fortunately, with the legislative session starting here in a week or so, maybe we can introduce legislation to outlaw days like this.
We seem to introduce legislation on just about everything else. That was one of the reasons we wanted to invite you in this morning, was to talk maybe a little bit about the chamber's legislative agenda for this year. Any things that are on your radar that are a particular concern to the chamber and its members?
Well, sure. We take this responsibility to serve our members in peer very seriously, and so we have a pretty extensive process that leads up to the session that allows us to dialogue and vet with our members a variety of issues. One of the things that our chamber has always done is taken kind of a holistic approach to community development and to business and economic development in our community. And so we concern ourselves with issues across a pretty broad spectrum. Clearly, we're always very interested in legislation that affects the business regulatory environment, the taxation environment, and those sorts of things. We're also vitally interested in issues revolving around education, local government, infrastructure, and the like. So one of the biggest things, I think, as we approach this session, if you kind of look at it from that broader perspective, is the governor's very unique budget proposal this year and the opportunity that presented itself with such a huge pool of one-time dollars for him to propose a budget on and for the legislature to deal with. That's pretty unique. And I think that's going to be a really big issue as we go into the session as to how those one-time dollars are used. And he's made some interesting proposals.
We've visited with a few lawmakers, both Republican and Democrat, about that so far. And they have been impressed with the way the governor handled that. They liked the fact that the governor was using those one-time dollars to pay down bonds to be able then to free up ongoing monies for education in particular.
Yeah, our chamber supports that, too. We thought that was an excellent approach and a very practical approach to dealing with your own, with the state's balance sheet, if you will. When you're sitting on a bunch of cash, you can spend it, I suppose, and it's gone. Or in this case, what he decided to do is eliminate some liabilities or some future liabilities to create the opportunity to give some increases in particular to areas that we're interested in, education and Medicaid provider funding up to that 3%. You know, they would have been probably debating something around 1.6% if it hadn't been for this. So that's quite a boost, and our chamber is very supportive of that.
Mark Lee is our guest. He's the Public Affairs and Communications Director for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned Medicaid, and that's expected to be one of the other big issues of this legislative session, and some who wish that the governor would move to expand Medicaid. Does the chamber have a position on that?
Actually, the chamber has not taken a position on that. We are really in a wait-and-see position on it. What we're trying to do is work as much as we can with the healthcare providers in our community and others to understand the Medicaid expansion issue and to support the governor and others, frankly, in the legislative body and elsewhere that are trying to figure out what the best solution is for South Dakota rather than just diving in and signing on the bottom line. A couple states, you know, that we're kind of eyeing Iowa's Medicaid expansion plan and how they did it and what happened in Arkansas. And we've heard some things about how North Dakota, what approach they took. And so we're studying those more unique approaches that seem to best fit their states. And I think that's what the governor's trying to do as well. And uh, as as Governor Dugard has always been, he's very conscientious about his decision-making, especially on issues of this magnitude. So we haven't taken a position on it yet, but we do know that there will be quite a dialogue on it, and we're kind of waiting to see what sort of bills emerge, and we'll deal with them one at a time from a policy perspective as they come forward.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a surprise to we have a general idea of what some of the big topics will be, and we've touched on a couple already, education and Medicaid. But you're right, you never quite know what will come forward. Is there anything else that's on your radar that you expect might be a big topic of conversation this year?
Well, I think there's going to be some conversation on economic development legislation. I don't know that it's going to be a huge deal, but we're always very interested in that, especially in Sioux Falls. As you know, we have a very active local development foundation and economic development activity, and we're always interested in those sorts of things that provide us new tools or refined tools to allow us to be more competitive. We've heard some hints of things that might be coming, but boy, until I see them in bill form, I can't even really begin to talk about them. And so we'll be watching for those very closely. On the regulatory side, we haven't heard of anything yet that is really bothersome for us, but of course we'll be watching that very closely also, wanting to ensure that our state maintains its outstanding business environment and makes us as competitive as possible in that arena too. So unless you can tell me what you know is going to be the surprise big issue of the session, I guess we might have to wait and see on that one too.
I'm lucky I even know what time it is. Are you kidding? It's, let alone know what's going to happen out there. 17 minutes past 8. Mark Lee is our guest. He's the Public Affairs and Communications Director for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. One of the other things that the Chamber always does every year is give people a lot of great opportunities to touch their lawmakers. And I know you've got your legislative breakfast coming up later this week.
Yeah, and weather permitting, of course. But I think it's going to be a little bit nicer by Thursday. Yes, this Thursday morning, we invite our members to join our local area legislators in a breakfast and kind of a send-off, but also to thank them for the work that they do and also to ask them about, give us a preview of the upcoming session. So that's this Thursday morning out at the Ramcota, and it begins very early in the morning, around 7 o'clock. And we hope to get people out of there by 8:30 so they can get on to their business day. In addition to that, we have our coffees, our legislative coffees, which begin in February, and I believe our first one is on the 1st. I'm kind of blanking on the dates here. I think that's a Saturday, though.
It is. Saturday the 1st, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, the 1st and the 8th on those two Saturdays, and those will be at the Hilton Garden Inn. And then on we take that Saturday the 15th off. That's over that President's Day holiday weekend. We reconvene on the 22nd for a coffee, and that will be at the Hilton Garden Inn. And then our final one, we're going to try something different. And we're going to try a Friday morning coffee. That one will be at the Downtown Holiday Inn. We thought we'd try a Friday morning coffee because we hear from so many, especially young professionals, that a Saturday morning is incredibly inconvenient with family and all of the things they've got going on in their lives. And that Friday is an off day for our legislators, too, so we thought we'd try a Friday morning for the last one and see if that had any impact. And then finally, we have Sioux Falls Day at the Legislature, where we invite chamber members to join us for a day on February 19th to go to Pierre if you want to take the bus. We generally have a couple full buses that go. And we go to Pierre and show the spirit of Sioux Falls in the state capitol and remind our legislators that Sioux Falls is vitally interested in what's going on in Pierre, and have a great day. And Governor Dugard is already scheduled to address our contingency on that day. So we're very much looking forward to that one as well.
Yeah, and if you've never had a chance to be a part of that, that is a fun day to be out there. You've got all kinds of folks from Sioux Falls. You got blue shirts all over the Capitol out there that day. I've attended in the past, and it really is a neat experience.
Well, we will go ahead and put you down for this one. No, it is. It's a great experience. And you know what? What I think is so fun about it is that you get out there, and even though it's February 19th, so our legislators, or all our state's legislators, are in the real mix of it then.
Right.
things are heating up. It's not an idle time for them, and yet they do give us their time, their precious time. The governor gives us his precious time, and we have the opportunity to dialogue with them, and again to thank them for their service, and to communicate issues that are important to our chamber and to our community. It's a great day.
Mark, for people who want more information about the legislative breakfast this Thursday or the coffees or Sioux Falls Day at the legislature, what can they do?
Yeah, you know, I think probably the best place I would point them to is the chamber's website, www.siouxfallschamber.com. That's a great place to keep up to date on what's going on with the chamber in total. We have an advocacy tab on there that gives you a sense of what's going on with our advocacy efforts. And then all of the events and programs and ribbon cuttings and everything that's happening at the chamber is captured in that one place. 336-1620 is the phone number if they want to call and ask any questions, and those would be your two best options.
Mark Lee is the Public Affairs and Communications Director for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure, and try to stay warm.
Yeah, I was going to give you the same advice. Thanks, Mark. Take care.